is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
Hi there. Welcome to Archive Friday, y'all. Hope you're good. Hope you got some plans this weekend where you can chill a little bit, get yourself some time to breathe, you know. Don't feel guilty about it either. Okay, you deserve it. You work hard for it. Cut some time out for yourself, all right? You're doing for everybody all the time. You got to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. Anyway, so today on The Buzz 24/7, a dip back for a Who's the Douchebag? And so apparently, this the writer has some friends that are making some money on the side that might not look real good if it got public.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. It's weed, okay? But listen to this. Here's a Who's the Douchebag for you on The Buzz Archive Friday.
Then after 8, it's time for Who's the Douchebag?
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag?
There you go.
Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
What's up, douchebag? I can tell you what, you can go to On the Vine Marketplace, get a lot of your Thanksgiving Day meal needs on the Vine Marketplace, Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter and Scarborough, Route 1 in Scarborough, and you can check them out at onthevinemarketplace.com. They are our fine sponsors for Who's the Douchebag. Now, today's is kind of timely in a way, I guess, given the news of the last couple of days. Big day in Massachusetts yesterday, you know. Finally, everybody can, you know, get relaxed because...
we've got weed.
That's right.
We've got weed.
Massachusetts.
We've got weed. Oh, we got weed.
Massachusetts.
Thanks, Massachusetts voters. We've got weed.
There you go. You can celebrate in your own special way now that you've got the weed. Godfather.
Godfather.
I trust that this is not coming from the state of Massachusetts, or maybe it did. We've had this one about a week.
So it either is or is not.
Yes, is what I'm saying. Yes, it is. Right. I'm doubting that it is, given the tone of the letter. Godfather.
Godfather.
A dear friend of mine confided in me that her and her fiance have been financially stable, maybe even wealthy. Not because of their full-time jobs, but because they sell pot. Use the word pot, by the way. I know it's only weed, but my husband and I have busted our butts for everything we have, and it just rubs me the wrong way. Am I jealous? I'm not jealous. I'm just irked. They have two kids together, got a great house in a wonderful neighborhood, and they both have great jobs. And I know this wouldn't fly if either found out. I know that they go on family vacations, their kids do all the sports, they ski, and they are always donating to everything in town and at school. I always thought that they lived a little above their means, but I didn't know they funded the stuff with something illegal. Is it? I mean, it got to be, right? So I would imagine. Well, 2 weeks later, I happened to mention it to another friend of mine. I was just kind of bitching to her about something that made me angry. I didn't give it much thought. Now there's whispers all over town, and rumors are flying. My friend called me crying about the way she's being portrayed in town, and she has no idea how the rumors started.
Oh, boy.
I was there as a shoulder for her to cry on, but on the inside, I just want her to tell the truth. I just want it to be out. She's an adult with a respectable job, and she shouldn't be breaking the law! ! It's illegal, and it's about time everyone knows. Am I a douchebag for secretly letting this out, or is she for doing this behind everyone's back? Her kids, her work, the community. She's a part of the PTA!
Oh, my God. No.
Thanks, guys.
Not the PTA.
I listen every day. Please don't use my name. So how long have we been doing this segment?
Oh,
10
years
now.
Yeah.
Easy.
3 or 4
10
months.
Years. Anniversary today.
Oh, good.
And
call.
I read it and I sat there and I read this and I thought, do you realize who you're asking? Do you fully realize who you're asking? Do you expect
people to agree with you, right? I mean, you must, because you wrote. You wrote it. So you got to think on some level that I'm right in this and people are going to agree with me. Right? I mean, that's why
you
write a letter. Nobody's going to write a letter to think, oh my God, I'm going to get slammed.
I think she's going to get slammed.
You think, Kelly? Would you ever think that?
How could it not be out there to a lot of people that this couple sells marijuana if they're selling marijuana?
Yeah, but I would imagine, though, Kelly, if people zip it up and they don't,
She mentions one thing and
But you got to remember the circles.
A lot of people already know.
Yeah, but Kelly, I got to assume that the person that wrote this letter, who's way uptight about it, isn't going to travel in the same circles of the people that are buying the marijuana.
Right.
It's marijuana smokers. It's not meth.
No. I know that.
Regular people smoke marijuana. The whole point of this.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. I agree wholeheartedly with you. What I'm saying is, when you have a friend that you know feels this way about
something,
certain things,
you kind of hide.
You don't talk about that stuff. Because you know why? You don't need the aggravation.
And the fact that she told you, and then all of a sudden now there's rumors going around.
How does she not know it's you? I mean, how does she not know that?
And then the fact that she came to you, and you like held her while she was crying, and you're the reason she's crying.
I gotta say thank you for listening, and I appreciate it, but buckle in. Okay,
cupcake,
buckle in, because I have a funny feeling, and I don't know what the phones are going to say at 888-556-7625 or 603-431 rock, but I got a pretty good idea. Okay, I got a pretty good idea. So they're selling marijuana, right? Nothing else. I'm a law-abiding guy. I've never smoked marijuana. Have no interest in it whatsoever. I don't care. I don't care if you sell marijuana. If you sell another drug, that's an entirely different thing. But it's right now. Look, Massachusetts has legalized this. You know, technically, what they're doing is against the law
because they're not selling it from a shop.
Exactly. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right. So what? They're making a little extra money.
And you know what?
And they're doing good with the money.
They're doing good with the money. They're like Robin Hood.
Are you kidding me? It's weed. I know it's illegal to do what you're doing. I know to do what they're doing. I know it's illegal. What do you think, Laura?
I feel like you're a DB just because you let her cry on your shoulder.
Yeah, that's weird.
After the fact.
Can you imagine?
If you...
How about you're a DB because you're just jealous?
Yeah.
This is all jealousy.
She's probably pretty.
Yeah. Well, it might not be jealousy. There are some people that feel strongly about doing things. You, at one point of your life, were very strict, rigid, and thought, even though it was okay for people to maybe smoke pot, you didn't want anything to do with it, and you were really
I didn't want my kids doing it.
It really set in your ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I was. You're right.
Were other things that you were really set in your ways about, and then you realized there's like a leniency maybe to the laws, and maybe we can...
I was against it with my kids. My friends all did it growing up. We did it. I didn't...
But not just
not
pot.
For me.
Like, there's other things that maybe you let slide because it is the law, but you can let things slide.
Well, drugs are against the law. Yes. I'm not drugs period. Okay. But weed is different. Weed is like it's almost not a drug anymore.
Right. But at one point of your life, you were like, this is the law.
Well, that's the law.
Well, I mean, it's a drug. It's a drug.
It is.
No, yeah, I know. But you know what I'm saying. It's an accepted thing.
But alcohol is a drug.
Exactly.
So there are some people that really feel strongly about this and thinking, oh, if she's part of the PTA, she's involved with kids, and I can't believe she sells this. And I know people like this. I just don't put my business in front of those people because I don't want them to be offended, and I don't want something like this ever to happen too. So
Laura doesn't want the woman that she ratted out on to come over and hold her.
Yeah. So you she tells you, and she's like, well, you know, we do this on the side, we make a little extra money, blah, blah, blah. It gives us the ability to go on vacation. Then you tell somebody and you bitch about it. And I realize, I think that you're jealous because you had to come out in the first paragraph and say, hey, I'm not jealous, which basically means I'm jealous.
Your brain's even telling you that you're jealous.
Yeah, right. So, you just sort of shut up. I mean, you should have shut up, right? If someone's going to get into trouble, they'll find it on their own. You don't have to help him.
You started by saying a dear friend, and then you've lost that dear friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You, that's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Your dear friend. Oh, a dear friend that's no longer your dear friend because you found out she sells pot. Guess what? She's doing okay for herself and her family.
If you get one...
She's giving back to the community.
If you get one person, if we go to the phones and we get one person that says, you're not the douchebag, I'm going to be shocked.
It might happen.
It might, but I'm going to be surprised. I just want you to know. Because you stuck your nose in someone else's business.
You know what happens to rats?
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
rats
stuck your nose in someone else's business. So 888-556-7625. You can also try 603-431 rock. Let's go to Steve. Good morning, Steve. Who's the douchebag here?
Clearly the writer is the douchebag. Namely, because, you know, a dear friend, quote unquote, entrusted her, and here she is. You know, we're talking about Walter White, so, you know, write her
right,
up.
Right. I agree. Kelly, we're not talking about meth, for God's sake. No, I get that. I totally get that. Let's go to Josh. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Surprise me.
The writer, she's a super douchebag. The other lady, she's involved with the community. Yeah, she sells pot, big deal. But I don't suppose the writer left the other lady's number by any chance.
No, she didn't. Wow. No, she didn't. She did not.
You are smooth.
Nice. You're very smooth. Nobody saw that.
And she said that she's donating. She's donating money to the community. She's donating money to school. She's doing good with this money she's making.
Yeah. You know what? Look, I've said, you know, I don't care. Pot, go, you know, recreational weed. Good. Excellent. Now, if you ask me, do I want my kids smoking it? I would still say no. And the reason is because I don't want them smoking anything. There's no smoke that goes into your lungs that's good for you, period.
Can they eat it?
That's up to them, man. They're adults.
Way better than cigarettes.
They adults. They're adults. I'm not saying I would prefer they don't smoke anything. Yeah.
So what do we got?
I got two. John, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's the douchebag, John?
The writer's a douchebag. I mean, come on. You're consoling her, and you're the one that snitched on her? Come on. That's a captain douchebag.
I know. It's pretty funny.
I love that.
It is funny, though.
I read the email. I thought, well, I know what this is going to be, but sometimes people need the reality of going, take a look at yourself. You know, you're consoling the person that you stabbed in the back.
Yep.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. Does it hurt? Oh, I'm sorry. It's your hand on the knife.
Yep.
You're killing me over here. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, where are the ladies, dude? No ladies today. Go, Jonathan.
I don't even think the writer thought about what would happen by mentioning it to somebody else. It's like telling somebody they're having a baby and you can't tell anybody. This was this person's little baby. Now, their bread and butter or icing on the cake to help them and their family. You don't know if she's selling it to people on the street or maybe she's selling it to a medical company that's using it for medicinal purposes.
Oh, yeah. Please. Come on. I understand what you're saying, but there's no way she's selling it to a medical company.
How do you know that?
Because medical companies aren't buying their weed from people that live on, you know, Cherry Tree Lane.
No. Do you know that?
I don't think so.
That's not, no.
Do you know that?
It's not happening that way.
But do you know that? Do you know that for a fact?
She screwed up a friendship.
No, she screwed up a friendship. Oh, well, she doesn't know it. The woman doesn't know.
The woman doesn't know
it.
That's
she didn't until now. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, so, John, who do you think is the douchebag? The writer, right? Or what?
The writer. Okay.
Nobody thinks it's the... I'm shocked that nobody thinks it's the other person right there. All right. So, I got four. I got four to
you know
zero.
What? It kind of makes me happy that nobody thinks it's the other person.
That means the world's changing. But they're also hearing the tone of the conversation, and who wants to jump into that pot? Right?
Yeah, I think it's a...
You know?
Oh, yeah, defend. I mean, or not. Some people are anti-pot, so that would have been...
Look, she makes a little extra money on the side selling weed. Is it illegal? Technically, yes. But do you go 60 and a 55? That's illegal, too.
Great way to put it.
Come on. Do I run around and tell her, she drives 60 miles out? Ugh.
Great point. Women.
You notice it's not from a dude
talking
about another dude.
Playing another dude.
Sometimes you hear your friend do something, you just kind of go, well, that's their business, not mine. Let's go to Chip. Chip is on the phone. Morning, Chip.
The writer deserves as many stitches as she gets. She should have shut her mouth. She's a douchebag.
Okay, I see what you're coming at. That guy's got some experience. Right there. There you go.
You're the douchebag. Wow. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
Yeah, right there.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right, all right. Let's take it easy. Yeah, I knew you knew how that one was going to go. And yet I wonder, sitting on the other end of the radio in their car, staring down at the actual tuner in the car, if they're going, I can't believe it. I can't believe people think it's me. That's what I wonder about, you know? How do you not get the inkling that what you did was wrong? You know? I mean,
we'll never figure out the way the woman's brain is wired, Greg.
You're right.
Not all women's.
I'm a female. I tried to call.
Not all women's.
Not all women's. I'm a female. I tried to call. What a bitch she is. Women are the worst. The writer's the douchebag. Oh. Everybody's on board with the writer being the douchebag. The only problem I have with this coming down the line is impaired driving. PTA. PTA lady might want to think about that.
Oh, somebody just tried calling in. The pot seller's a DB. She wouldn't be upset about the rumors if it wasn't illegal. The writer's a douchebag for breaking her friend trust.
Oh, they're both douchebags.
Yeah.
Selling Bud is just like Betty Crockpot selling her lame baby blankets or cookies.
What?
What are you talking
about? She's selling?
It's a little different.
It's
blankets, a little different.
Blankets
little different.
And marijuana are different.
Does the writer realize what the cops, what happens if the cops get a hold of that info? Her kids could be taken away. From the writer? Oh, right. I get you. Right. She's talking about the people, yep. the woman. Yeah, that could happen. Who knows? Everybody says the writer. Writer's a major douchebag.
I just met someone who actually sells weed to a medical company, completely legal. He's a construction worker. Makes an extra $10,000 a month or so. Or more.
I got to assume they got to have a license to do that.
Yeah.
If this is a big secret, if you were doing it legally, it wouldn't be a secret. Mm-hmm. That's my point. You know?
That wasn't your point.
That was my point.
I totally agree with all of you. My opinion is it really isn't a big deal. That being said, what if her profession of the seller was a teacher or a school employee? Would you feel different?
Well, that's a little different.
What if her what? Yes. If the seller was a teacher?
That is different.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why is it different?
Yeah. Why would it be different?
It would be different. I mean, it would be different. The consequences of if she gets caught are a lot
probably
higher.
Teacher's contracts too.
You know, but still,
don't sell drugs.
Violate the law.
But you tell her.
Did you read the fine print of your contract?
Right. Oh, because that's the first thing I thought of. That's the first thing I thought of. But the issue is whether or not she should have told, which she shouldn't. She shouldn't have told. You know. Look, come on. There are teachers that have that smoke weed. You know, they don't go anywhere near the classroom with it. They're responsible about it. They do it in the privacy of their own home. You know, come on. There's not a profession. I would highly doubt that there is a profession that doesn't have people in it that may indulge in weed, unless they're a profession that gets drug tested all the time. You know, just like the show Ozarks, the friend is the douche. I don't know if it's like the show Ozarks. I mean,
don't write anything out.
No cars are exploding, and there's no machine guns, and the cartel isn't involved.
The writer is the douchebag simply because she does not want you to mention her name on the radio, yet she threw her friend under the bus, the public bus.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, anyways, I knew that was going to be a slam douche, but I just sometimes you got to say, hey, look. You gotta hear this. You need to hear this.
The writer needs to buy a bag of weed and calm down.
There you go.
Four brownies.
Yeah.
Better for the lungs.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Our douchebag segment. So, ma'am, to the woman that wrote the letter, congratulations.
Hey.
There you go. Hey, Monday when we come back, Matt Chatham joins us. Talk Patriots football. That's exciting. Frito as well. And next week, tickets to the Buzz Beer Cruise. We got a lot of stuff going on. So thanks for hanging with us for the 24/7. We will see you Monday. Have a great rest of the weekend, y'all.